Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Yeah, hey guys, it's me. If you can hear in the background, I've got MJ, Mercedes, Javid. Is it Javid or Javid?
Javid.
Okay, good. And she has taken a cute little interest in my brother, Easton.
I'm blushing.
So cute. I mean, not just to like make you like a child cute, but like I can't get over it. And I'm
thank you.
Do you think we look alike?
No.
But damn.
Do you think it's because I'm injected, though?
No, freckles. It's going to take a while. Like, there's, like, sometimes your the way that you look alike comes in different. Well, no, like, you have lashes. You have the same eyes. Mm. You have the same structure. You should look very twinish.
Similar, right?
But we don't?
No, you do have features that are similar. But, like, right now he's got, like, curly hair with a beanie. And I don't know.
You've got thin, straight hair. Right?
No, yeah.
You've got giant injected lips. He's more
if
natural.
If he shaved his face, like your mustache and your goatee, if that's what you is that what you call it?
Yeah. Kinda?
Except
if I
you
did,
probably
I would,
look more like.
I'd look like I'm 15.
And you have freckles. I mean, I don't know. I think you look alike.
Okay. I like that answer.
I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah. No, the girls.
My injections
go
are next.
Crazy on Easton. It's
makes sense.
No, I tell
I
them.
Love it.
Thank you.
I have to run background checks on anybody that you invite into
your life.
Is it
a subscription that you have to pay every time? How much?
My PI gives me a discount now.
Okay, yeah.
Because I run so many background checks, which is why I don't have many people in my life because they rarely pass them.
Oh my God.
I have no shot at ever finding anyone with her in the picture.
Yeah.
Oh well, no, they're all going to run scarce. Well,
you can't blame her. But you know, I've been wanting to set you up with somebody for a while.
I know, but the second you said he's a good guy, I was like, I can't bring my trauma into that.
I don't even know like if this is the first topic that I want us to jump off on, but like what Easton is saying about don't stay in that lane.
Yeah.
Don't stay in the lane of like the compound can't allow men on it because your life has to be more about more than that.
I agree with you. And just so you know, like I know that a good man is out there and I'm going to find him. There's just certain things that are hard lines for me. Number one, I need to build an empire before I get involved with a man. Like I want to have all of the, I don't want to think about anybody else except for my little family and our wants and needs.
I totally agree.
Right?
I want that for myself as a married woman with a kid and everything. Like, I'm all about building right now.
Absolutely. And you were fortunate enough to find someone like Tommy where you could build that together. Whereas it kind of, for me, it didn't go as planned. You know, that was my mindset too. But what headspace were you in before you met Tommy?
I just want to sell a house and go to Coachella.
Okay.
And that was all I wanted in life. I put that on my tombstone until I met Tommy.
Okay.
Put that on my tombstone.
I just want to sell out and go to Coachella.
That was like the whole of MJ was that.
Kids weren't in your mind. It wasn't. Wow. Did you want
kids
ever?
No. Get away from me with husbands and children.
Because that's the vibe I got in early Shaw's days.
I would, if you, even a friend of mine got pregnant, I would detach from that friendship.
Oh my God. You're a fucking gangster.
You would become a ghost you. That's how I felt. But I know what it is. As you're explaining it with how you're building your empire and you're doing an amazing fucking job at it, we over here just want your heart to be healed. And that's the space that we just don't want you to like go through your day feeling like a hole in your heart or feeling like a negative feeling. Cause like, I think that we energetically feel each other.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Like when we care about each other and have those connections. So sometimes like, I just hope that as you're doing all those things that you're not feeling so much pain that like the pain of a negative relationship is taking up space in your heart for like the next guy.
I'm loving everything you're saying. So you're like my therapist right now. So this is where I'm at right now, right? So everything happened a year and a half ago, and I had two things happening at once that could not coexist. The first one was dealing with the trauma that I had experienced and heartbreak. The second was I'm entering a custody battle because I am genuinely concerned for the well-being of my daughter. It at that point was, we have to pick what comes first. Obviously, ocean safety comes first. So that is what I leaned into. I was like, I will get to me and what I've experienced later. Now that I'm somewhat coming out of it and I see the light at the end of the tunnel, I feel like I'm now able to say, okay, what are the reasonings behind why you're feeling a little cold-hearted? Because I feel like the heartbreak has like gone away. Now it's the wound of, it's more of a scar now. That needs like a good steroid injection. Am I making sense?
Right. Like you know the word metastasized?
No. What is that?
It's like when something that you do, I'm going to completely make up my own definition of it, okay. But it's like metastasizing is if something scars and the scar gets bigger and like stays like that. Instead of what we're saying is if you get too comfortable in this way, and people say like, oh, I'm 40 years old. I can't live with anyone. I'm too set in my ways.
Right.
Well, this way that you were being, because out of like all of the stuff that you went through is pretty new in your defense. And no one should rush you. And everyone who is around you, we love and see how you're like leveling up and thriving. And all of that is amazing. But at the other end of it, it's like that little thing that says, don't let this thing with being so comfortable without that kind of intimacy metastasize. Like, don't let it like grow on top of someone is going to come into the comment section and be like, metastasize means, yeah, like it's like a barnacle. Like it gets bigger and bigger. Oh. Like it's just going to like get more of a, it's going to
build.
Oh,
I don't want barnacles.
We understand and do not want barnacles. It is, though.
But I feel like I have the ability to check myself before we go too far.
You do believe that. You do. Yes.
I like truly that. Believe that I, when we're at a crossroads, I can say something's not working and how are we going to fix this so that we don't end up where we don't want to be. Like, we're so deep in it that there's no coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like a very... I have an open mind because there have been men that have come into the picture where I'm like so open and I'm like real. I'm aware and I'm leery, but I feel like that's just being smart.
Mm-hmm.
But they just haven't been the greatest of men. You know,
are like they the like picture kinda is young really, guys that are like kind of.
There's one basic that's guys. Been my age. There's one that's been a few years older, and like it's a very pretty picture until you kind of get up close and you really start looking at it and you go, okay, this just wouldn't be compatible. No judgment for the way you live your life, but it's just not in alignment with my life.
Yeah, sure. I mean, two guys is not gonna, they're not, it's too few.
But don't you think that two guys is a lot?
I mean, it depends on how like they walked in. Like the way that I met Tommy wasn't really like the odds were in our favor.
Right.
An app.
I've never had a dating app.
Was the app, was your intention to just like have a quick hit, like squirrel trying to get a nut, or were you looking for something?
No, what happened was that my girlfriend had just caught her husband on the nanny cam.
Oh, no.
Having sex with the girl that like she was, and my girlfriend was on a business trip providing for the family. And so her way of like getting back on the saddle was to download this brand new app that no one had ever really fucked with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for moral support. So I was like, I can't do this. This is crazy. I will never do this. And I've never had, like, I've never been really single. So it was like, I had only broken up with somebody like 2 months prior to like downloading the app. And I was like, deleted it. And I was like, no, I can't do this. So then she's like, let's get drunk and do it. So then we got drunk and then we did it, like sitting on the couch downloading it. So that's how that was. I was just doing it for moral support.
Whoa, why did I never know this?
Yeah. I know, it's
funny. My brain is shook.
She does sleep with men. She likes what she's doing for her.
Okay, so she is the squirrel trying to get a nut.
Yeah,
she I respect it. She would be great for the compound.
She would be perfect.
Right. We're not anti-men here.
No, we're not.
Let's be very clear. I love a good man.
So
I just don't want him to live with me.
You know what I think
or
now?
Or have babies with him. Or marry them.
You just want to pick the guy.
I just want to pick their pecker.
So wait.
The pecker.
You know it's a nursery rhyme, right? I think.
Pick the pecker?
Paul picked a peck of pickled peppers, I guess.
Piper picked a...
Paul picked a peck of pickled pickles.
Piper pick a...
Yes, Piper.
Oh, shit. Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
They use that a lot in acting class to get your mouth warm.
Yeah, and then you got to say it backwards.
Yeah.
That's why I gave that up.
It's a mouthful, you know, which is I'm open to having a mouthful.
It's a peckerful.
Just don't want you living with me, all right?
So when was the last time that you... Oh, my gosh.
Gave a blowjob?
Sure, or received one.
2018. Oh, 2018 giving. But
and your brother is okay with this conversation. I really appreciate
the weird.
Yeah, it happens outside of the podcast, which is just even better.
This is the way it should be. You shouldn't get weirded out. Yeah, you shouldn't get weirded out. I had a brother. We weren't related by blood, and this was the vibe, and like everything about it. And he's like beautiful. All of the things that you guys are. Yeah.
No, oh, thank you.
And we could talk about things like dating and dick and sex and whatever.
Totally.
Yeah,
it's fine.
And I mean, it's probably weird to some people, but like, this is it. We're like best friends. We're family.
Yeah, you can't censor. You can't censor.
No.
You
get. Not.
Oh, I wanted to talk about a blowjob from 2018. I can't say it in front of Easton. Forget about it.
Forget about it. And this is, it's the one place where there's unconditional love. No matter what that comes out of my mouth,
and they may. Like, Andy's like a focus group, like a 24-hour built-in. Like,
and I say some raunchy shit as well. So,
the male point of view.
Yeah.
Wait. Backup question. Backup comment. Actually.
Okay.
You and I then will agree. The guy that you're not ready to meet, I just want to set you guys up as friends so that he'll, like, just. Can we just talk about the will before I leave today?
Yes.
I'll do that.
Yeah, we'll create a
game. Because I'm nervous to do it via text. I wanted to do it when I see you face to face, and this is going to be it.
Okay, yes, we can talk about the game.
And if you guys don't meet for a year or 10 years or ever, or you don't like each other, at least I feel like I've crossed my T's and dotted the I.
Love it.
Okay.
I like the way you think.
So can you tell me what you woke up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m.?
I woke up very early because I had to do a. I had to pick up my daughter. So I'm literally in my pajamas right now.
I want to see... Okay, your pajamas are amazing.
They are?
When I get dressed every day, yes, I love everything.
I'm in a Tupac t-shirt.
Okay.
Wait,
I offended myself this morning, though, because I couldn't find my LA snapback flat brim hat.
Mm.
So it's a New York snapback.
It's like wearing Nikes and Adidas.
It really is an insult to Tupac.
Mm. Yeah.
But I asked for forgiveness. But it was, I was very conflicted this morning with this hat and this t-shirt.
Sometimes I have Adidas shoes and only clean Nike socks. And I'm like, fuck, I can't wear socks today, obviously.
Do you go by that rule when it comes to your designer brands too? Like if you're wearing like, let's just say a Gucci handbag, but you have a Louis Vuitton shoes.
I won't mix logo. I will not.
Don't love it either. In fact, I feel like Dorit has conquered the art of just looking like one brand threw up all over her.
Yeah, I don't want to do
that
either.
Too much?
Yes, I think it's too much. I mean, I'm not doing Dorit, but I like to, this is what I'll do. If I want to wear a pair of white sunglasses and a white purse, like today I have a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yes, I have that same bag in hot pink. It's very good.
Thank you. But then I'll have like a $10 sunglasses.
Okay, so let's talk about this because you and I are on the same page when it comes to Easton. You'll dig this because it has to do with fashion. Easton's into fashion. I like to take a look that is not very expensive
mm-hmm.
and then upgrade it with I spend money on my shoes. I will spend money on my handbags. I will spend money on my eyewear too.
Sure, absolutely. I have probably the most expensive sunglasses that anyone could ever buy. Are
they $25,000?
Like maybe $600, like Celine or something, yeah. Right? Oh. But I think a harder flex is wearing non-designer clothes and being proud of that.
I love that even more. Yeah. I don't usually wear anything designer.
No, I think it's unless it's a piece that I have to have where it's like I have this Gucci trench coat that's absolutely amazing. And I was like, this is a staple piece that I feel like I'll have forever.
Forever. Forever.
But just to go and spend mad money on some like little white t-shirt with the Gucci across it, it's like, number one, I think it's tacky.
I don't think you're supposed to wear the trench coat and then everything else Gucci.
No, you go very basic.
Thing to me is like the dudes in like the Gucci track suits that is just like the blue with the red stripe down it, the symbol. Oh,
it gets a little, it gets a little much. Gucci
shoes, it's like, dude, just wear the pants, a white tee, and then just a pair of Adidas.
I love that. You should be a stylist. That's all you gotta do.
A piece or two that are. You know, branded, but then everything else, just like an old style t-shirt you can throw on. It's easy. Once it's the throw up brand, sorry, go on.
No. I was just saying, I'm trying not to cut you off. I was going to say, like the lady at the store got you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She saw sucker written all over you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even the socks.
Right. Like she is going to take the rest of the week off because. You bought everything. On vacation. Exactly. Right? With She's Jessica.
Like, dumbass. Like Jessica.
We're circling back.
Just on vacation.
We're saying the lady sold the head to toe Logomania and then was able to take off the rest of the month.
Yeah.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
Shaw's has been off the air for 2 years?
I think so. I really think August, October, August, a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay. What is the best part about not having your life documented and the part that you miss the most?
So season 1 through 7 felt real to me. Season 8 and 9 felt like garbage trash.
Okay.
So I don't miss it because I think that was the direction that it was going to keep going in. I know that your experience might be, you know, different or similar in different ways, and I want to know. But like, I don't want to like make a show and then watch it and have a completely different experience mm-hmm. from what I did and participated in than to what I see air, and have my friends that know me and know what happened sit there and say, MJ, why did this, like, why did the producers do that? Or why did the edit come out that way? Or why did these people say this when you weren't around, and like pushing a story and maybe cutting out things mm-hmm. that are your life that would have made all the difference? To me, that's really the only thing I can see right now. I don't really see anything that I miss.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, because you're still very much relevant.
Thanks.
You're still like, I think one of the most interesting people that I've ever encountered or watched on TV. Like, I'm interested in your life.
Thank you.
I can't, because I'm still in it, really share my experience. My hope for this season is that they show what my life is like. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that will happen. There's a lot of big decisions that I'm making in my world that maybe will fit in, maybe won't fit in. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll just see.
Yeah,
and
show us both sides. Show us how smart we are. Show us how, you know, complicated and layered our life is. Don't just show the, like...
And I'm not even allowed to have Ocean on camera.
Yeah,
that is, you know, true. The other side has made
true.
It.
That's true.
And, you know, I'm actually okay with that. I feel like I'm depriving the world of, like, Ocean being so magical because she's so much fun and so sweet. And I just feel like it's cute to watch, but maybe that's just because I'm her mom. But I also feel, and you'll get this, our lives are so out there, and me being a mom is like the one thing that's just mine. Like, I've yes. seen what people say just based off of a picture I post. Imagine if they had actual footage of me being a mom, what they would grasp onto to drag me. It's like, being a mom is the one piece of my life that you guys can't fucking touch.
I love that.
Just mine.
I think that is amazing. And I just think for me, for the Shaws thing, it was a lot, like, one of the things I did which got cut out was my real estate.
Mm.
And that was why I was on the show.
I think people just now think that you, like, got involved in real estate.
Right. I've had my license for 20 years. I've never not had my license.
Wow.
Yes. So the reason why I think my phone rang to do a show was because of the person I was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sell a house, party, no husband, no nothing.
Right. But,
and then when those scenes started to get cut out, I had a really hard time with that because it was such a big part of who I am. If you want to show me like chugging from a bottle of Dom, also show me closing deals with a neuroscientist as a client who is putting his biggest asset in my hands to negotiate, sell, yes. and everything. So that is what I was. And if my show that I do can't support that, then I'm definitely not going to want to dedicate my life now that I have a kid, because then I'm not really securing my future.
Right.
And I want best for him. And I don't want him to, at drop off, to have his parents think like, oh, that bitch just like was shoving a tampon up her girlfriend's ass in Mexico 2 days ago.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Those are things that I think every mom who decides to sign up for reality TV or is on reality TV and has a kid is like, it's your biggest fear.
Did we just title the episode Shove a Tampon Up a Girlfriend's Ass?
It'll probably be in the bio. 100%. That's a good click right there. It'll be in what's to come on this episode. So you're now with the agency.
Yes.
That's where you've hung your license.
Yes, as of December.
As of December. Everything that's going on with Kyle, who's obviously in the public eye, mm-hmm. Mauricio. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have any thoughts about it?
My thoughts are that being married is really hard. I'm happily married. Well, let's put happily married in a quotation because Tommy and I are struggling in having balance. Okay. And 27 years of marriage, very hard, right? I mean, I from what we all see with Kyle, she's always been highly anxious. She's going to North Carolina to do Friday the 13th, and she's missing on whatever her husband is doing. And Kyle is building, excuse me, Mauricio is like opening another agency in a foreign country. So just knowing the facts of their life is obviously going to be hard. For anyone who has a marriage, you're going to know the rumors that like they've cheated, whichever one. The rumors, those can even be hurtful, even if they were not true, but they've been swirling around forever. So what I think about it is that if I were Kyle and I wanted to keep the marriage together just for the fact that I don't want to fail, I could understand, because she's got four children. She doesn't want to let people down. She doesn't want to let people, the bad guys win, the haters win.
Right.
So like, that's my thing. That's what I can see from here.
Yeah. I mean, the cheating stories have been happening since, I mean, Brandy Glanville was a part of it with, I mean, I think it was Yolanda Hadid.
Right.
Like, this has always been a thing. And for me, where there is smoke, there is fire. Just with my own situation, you know, things that were being said, and it was like, I was like, there's no way. People are making this up. People don't just make things up. There's a little bit of truth to every single thing, I believe, that comes out, right?
Yes.
So you see Kyle, and she's always been an incredible, she shows up 110% with everything. Who wouldn't be anxious? I would be losing my mind.
Totally.
She shows up for her husband. She's there for her children. She has her own career. She's putting her life out there for however many years. What is, I don't even know what season they're on. It's,
me neither.
I don't, like, I really don't know.
Orange so County Kyle, is like 16 or 17 or right. something.
So I can understand if one day you hear all these things, maybe there's some truth to your husband doing whatever. I don't know. I'm just talking on a podcast. I have no idea. If she says, you know what? I didn't really get to experience much because I've known you and I've been with you for a really long freaking time. All I've ever known is marriage and babies since 19. I'm going to go eat a cookie or two because I fucking deserve it. And I'd be like, yes, you do. Because that shit kind of hits when you're drunk.
And every girl,
like, if
on
you're Bravo. Not alone, like, if you don't know, you're like, I've only been with men, and you're feeling like, I want to experiment. Have a couple tequilas and just try it out.
Or even like another guy.
I think that we will see things play out, obviously, because I think they're in production right now.
They're not.
Oh, they're done? Did cameras pick back up
so
to cover this?
What? Look at me. This is Andy Cohen. This is Andy Cohen here on the Give Them Lala podcast. I also heard, and this is way more reliable, is that the season will include this part of their lives. So I think they're doing a camera pickup, and then the season will start.
Oh, I mean, Bravo is loving they were picking cameras back up. Everyone's life is just really shifting when the cameras go down.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to know what your thoughts are. You texted me last night, and you said that Kardashians just aren't hitting for you right now. What about it is not hitting? Because I have never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, never watched an episode of The Kardashians on Hulu until this season, which is season 3. I've watched all of them.
I thought you were like me and watched everything.
No, only Bravo.
Okay. So I'll give it to you in one shot.
Okay.
Khloe and Kourtney used to hug in a way that Kourtney would jump and wrap her legs around Khloe.
Yeah.
And this season, Kim ran up and wrapped her legs around Khloe instead. So I felt like it was like a fuck you to doing the thing that Khloe and Kourtney had. So I just don't like a third man out. I don't like the bickering over Dolce & Gabbana. I don't like seeing her wear, all of them wear Balenciaga. I don't like the greed over money. And I think it's just pushing to a higher level, and I don't like it.
Like, there's no realness anymore. It's like we're taking everything for not even the family. It's like I'm taking everything for myself on Kim's part.
Well, have you seen the exercising people that make fun of them working out? Have you seen that? It's like a viral trend.
On TikTok?
No,
they're like, they're like doing the repetitions. And it's like they're pretending to work out, but they're totally not even doing the, I'll send it to you as soon as I find it. So like, that's very, very fake. Kylie's not around that much. Kendall's not around that much. It's very fake. It's forced. I am a Kardashian day oneer, and I'm just not seeing anything good.
You're not seeing anything good.
No. It's like hate watching. I'm now hate watching. Yes.
Where you're watching just to like pick
see
it apart.
See what you can hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people do that. Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but like I think everybody does
makes
it.
Makes my day better.
It really, I think everybody does it. But I've noticed the same thing. And I also can't decide if they're on Ozempic. Again, just.
Of course just they are.
Or if they have perfected their BBLs.
No, they are on Ozempic, and that's not alleged. So.
Chloe's hands. She could get me on one-on-one in basketball, I swear.
I mean, can I tell you, I feel like Chloe's my most favorite. I love that she's talking about
disconnect
surrogacy. For her with surrogacy. And I think it's hitting for me, not that I've ventured into getting a surrogate, but I have been looking at, you know, the route of a sperm donor. And those thoughts of just open conversations run through my mind all the time. And this is something I could talk to Gigi about, Golnessa, because she had a sperm donor. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, because I did, you know, with the conception of Ocean, there was a lot that went into it. It was a conversation. We had a game plan on my end, a lot of love and respect for my partner and wanting to create that family. And then the feeling of like having his baby, just the whole thing, you know, you experienced it. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be different when I'm just picking someone off of a computer screen, you know? And it could not be. I think it just depends on who you are. I think it depends on the person. Kim had no issue that she's talked about with having a surrogate, but Chloe really struggled. And I like really admired her for opening up about that.
Well, Kim couldn't carry for sure. She had such complications.
Right.
So there's such a big difference. And then with Chloe, I think that she had just gotten like her tummy tuck and all of her weight loss, and she didn't want to like stop her life for that. And with you though, girl, like you're going to find love, mm-hmm. and you're going to have a baby naturally, and you're not going to need to go that route, because
that's a hard line for me, MJ.
I know, but I don't, and you know, this is so weird. Like this is such an important thing that I don't want what I'm saying to influence you in a way that's going to be like tomorrow when you go sperm, like if you start the process, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable to share that with me.
I wouldn't.
Because I think you should talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
That maybe, because you are only in the beginning of your 30s. Okay.
Right.
And maybe the people that go that route are not, like maybe they're older and they're running out of time, or their options are, you know, different, okay? Because the father, there's no father in their life, mm-hmm. right? And I think that role is really great if they can have that. And I'm sure that Easton can be a great father figure. You know, men, strong men in your life can right. be great father figures in Ocean's life. But I feel like the interest in getting the information is important for you to go and do all of that research and talk to all of our friends in our community, but also don't give up on love.
But I think that I can do two things at once. I think I can say that there's two hard lines for me when it comes to a relationship: no cheating and no drug use. And I like things when it comes to my child, I like things that are 100%. I don't want to put me being able to be with my child 100% of the time on someone else and their decisions.
Yes.
So I want to have another baby, and I want to know that that baby is mine. Whether you fuck up or not doesn't matter, because you can never take this baby from me. But like, I would love to create a very modern family with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I know that I wasn't expecting my life to be this way. Mm-hmm. Things could obviously change. There could be a version where I have three baby daddies, and I'm totally fine with that.
Same. I would, like, too. I would be.
There's a chance for everybody.
Because I know that if I was in your shoes, I would want to do exactly the same thing. I would want to make sure that I have control. Mm-hmm. I don't want to fuck with custody. I mean, even like our friend Jeff, who cannot mm-hmm. go trick-or-treating ever with, you know, his daughter, because the other guy won't share, you know, holidays. Right. I totally get it.
It's a lot.
I know.
It's a lot. So for me, it's like hard line. I just want my own baby, but I am so open to finding a partner. I just don't want to risk having to share my kid because those chances are high because I cannot get over cheating and I certainly have no tolerance for drug use, you know?
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Ray-Ban, and Canon. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals during Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th. The cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for Adidas and Fenty. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of Big Give Week's 15% cash back. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Speaking of like the cheating and things, you're caught up on OC, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, because a lot of people slid in. I just got caught up last night. A lot of people slid into the DMs talking about Gina being so invested in Jen's whole like process, I'll call it, with getting with her new guy Ryan.
Yes, shout out Gina, we love Gina.
I love Gina, and I thought it was fucking hysterical when she talked about like, you got this one who's never been in a movie ever and is acting like she's been in 100, and this one who's acting like you stole her Oscars from her. Like, what is happening? The truth teller. I mess with Gina, she's a New Yorker.
Yes. Okay, so first of all, the new girl Jen had, she's very messy. It's her first season. She doesn't know how to be on a show where she has a full-on affair, but then it's not a physical affair. It was just, we were just in the closet texting each other. And so now her boyfriend, the same guy that she left her husband for,
right,
is a cheater all over OC, right?
Correct.
So
tried to sleep with Tamra.
Right, and Tamra's friend. And yeah. I mean, so what's the question?
The question is, do you feel like Gina's too invested in Jen's like mess? Like, why is she, like, people are asking, like, no, why is she taking it to heart? And I'm like, well, as somebody who has experienced things like that and just like overall deceit, I feel like if someone stepped in and did that, I would be like, pump the brakes. I don't know that you and I are in alignment.
Yeah, I mean, Gina was a woman with 3 kids under the age of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And her dirty ass husband was driving to his job and cheating on her. So she is now triggered to be around a cheating topic. So she is totally allowed to have her feelings and her opinion about this.
I fully agree.
Yeah.
And Jen said when they were like at the dude ranch or whatever, she goes, it's not my job to make you feel okay about it. And that's absolutely true. But it's not Gina's job to accept you as a human being. She's fully capable and able and actually should look at you as like kind of a bottom feeder.
Bro, you know? Gina is so deep in it right now. She doesn't even know what's happening to her. She's shooting a show. She's still new in the relationship. She's not sure if he's cheating or not. And she's not sure how to get her story straight or keep it straight.
You mean Jen?
Jen.
Jen, not Gina. I was like, wait, Gina's man? Hold up.
No, Jen. We need
a rescue mission on Gina's man. I'm not cool with this. I was like, he seemed like a good dude. Jen.
Jen doesn't know what is happening to her. It's her first season on a TV show while she is figuring out how to reveal this story. And mm-hmm. every time she tells the story, it changes a little bit. And people are right. calling her out on it.
Do you think that Tamara's coming in too hot?
No, I think Tamara's doing what Tamara should do.
You know what's really interesting, and you'll get this, is all of the people who watch shows like ours, mm-hmm. and they always throw so much hate on the person who's making the season watchable. Exactly. They're like, she's coming in too hot. It's like, well, if she was not, you'd get pissed that no one's calling this Jen girl out, and you turn your TV off.
Totally, and you would have 10 episodes in a right. season.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. I don't think Tam's coming in too hot. And I'm like thinking, I stuck with OC even through the rough patch of like no Gunvalson and no Tamara Judge.
Right. I mean, this is the thing with having Heather Dubrow, who I'm not really naturally attracted to as a fan. Mm-hmm. Having her come back last season, it didn't quite hit as hard. And now as having Tamara and her, and like all the OG, like the girls like Emily and Gina are becoming OG-ish. And hey, Shannon, you know.
I so agree with you, because for so long I was like, Emily and Gina have been on for so long, and why do they feel like they're brand new faces on my TV? And I love them. Like,
yeah.
I have always messed with them, but I've just never gotten the feeling of like a familiar face on my TV. I'm invested.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree. Totally agree.
Every season that they appear, it's always almost like a reboot of like, okay, we're getting reinvested.
Yeah, they got a good cast.
Now we're like back to normal.
We're back. And if they bring Vicky back, that'll be probably really good too. I mean, I don't know. She's coming this season.
She makes like an, I think she like pops in, and then I think we're going to see her a lot like mid-season.
Yeah. So
I'm just getting Easton into Bravo. I told him this.
See, I'm not really...
Yeah.
In the Bravoverse.
Guys, he already said he's never seen a Kardashian episode. And no. Men just watch Bravo when they're like trying to get with the girl in the beginning.
I've seen right. the Ray J clip.
That's all. True.
The Ray J clip? Okay. No,
that's about all the Kardashians.
Oh my God, no. Easton, you're a savage and I love you. Okay. I do this at the end of the show.
Okay.
What is your ache of the week and what is your relief of the week?
The relief is always going to be Shams, right? Because, yeah.
Shams is her little boy. How old is he now?
He just turned four.
And he's so handsome.
Yeah,
is he?
My oh my gosh. Shirt. He's gorgeous.
There he is.
No, he's so stinking cute.
Cutie.
He's got a full head of hair.
I know. No, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Shams was her dad's name.
Shams? Yes. Is that Shams. Short for something or just...
So Shams... My son is named after my dad and my husband's mother.
Okay.
So, and yes, it's a Persian name, Shams.
Shams. Okay.
Wait, is it S-H-A-M-S?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. How did you even pull that one out? I mean, that's
not easy. Well, I thought you were saying Shams for a sec. Is it pronounced with...
That's how it's... It sounds like the champagne, but okay. That's the Persian way of pronouncing it.
Wow, I just learned something new. So it's pronounced Shams. Shams. Oh, I'm Shams. So sorry. I've been saying Shams for so long.
You've also been saying it right. It's like okay. My name. It's like I'm MJ. I'm Mercedes. I'm Mercedes. It's like three
I
things
love
at
when your
once.
Mom says your name.
I know.
Mercedes.
Yeah, it's so good.
I loved that.
What's your ache of the week?
So, you
that
know, I.
Shams cures.
Yeah. I, you know, I texted you when the I Jeff was Lewis having stuff. A bad day
okay.
last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say that's still this week in a way.
What happened exactly?
This is the thing. I had opened escrow and okay. stayed in town and worked through the 4th of July extravaganza that was like 4th of July was on a Wednesday, but people started leaving town 5 days before on Friday.
I know, it was very weird.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I have an appointment on Saturday and Tuesday, and da da da. Like, I stayed, but much like I have seen, like, I've seen you and Sheena when I'm at home on a Sunday night scrolling through my phone, and I'll see, like, oh my God, look, Sheena and Lala were in Palm Springs with the babies. Like, I could have gone and I could have taken Shamps and hung out, you know, with you guys and, like, partaken in something that's healthy for a working mom.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the gist of this story. I had made the conscious choice, as I have been, to be focused on my career and being a mother.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have a lot of balance in any other area of my life. That is why I will try to communicate with someone. Like, if I reach out to you, it is to connect with something either I see you doing, to, like, give love, acknowledge, connect, say hi. And when I went on Jeff's show, it was the day after the 4th of July.
Okay.
That morning, it's the 5th of July, and he starts talking about partying on the yacht in Newport and was at Pelican Resort. And then we went to like Kelly Dodds, and then we went to whatever. And they were like talking about it. And I was like, I am bursting with jealousy. Or I was like, I'm saying it with a smile, but I was like, I'm so mad that I missed out on this stuff. But it was a fucking joke. Like, I was just saying it for, like, to, if anything, like, to embellish. Like, I am so mad at you, Easton. I cannot believe you didn't pick me up on your way to Lala's this weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
A little sarcasm in it.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So the way I did an after show. So it was 2 hours of live radio, and the Karens came out.
Oh, they're
and
everywhere.
So many that I had, like, people that I don't normally hear from reaching out to me saying, like, I heard, like, the radio and you sounded great. Like, I don't know what's happening. I hope you're okay. Like, you're always invited, da da da. And I was like, I know, I'm always invited. And I have no problem inviting myself. But it was like the equivalent of a stand-up comedian being told that they're not funny. Because I went out, I did my thing on the radio.
Right.
And then I got dragged and told, you should be happy to be at home with your kid and your husband. Like, you should learn to, like, love that life.
Oh my God.
You shouldn't need more.
The shaming of, like, you should just be grateful that you got to stay home with. It's like, how about I can sit here and be like, you know what? Loved being with my man and my kid, but kind of sucked not being invited on the freaking yacht with my man and my kid. Kind of sucked not being in Palm Springs when I could have been with my friends and their kids. You are totally allowed to say that. And it bothers me that people shame women when they're like, you know what? I wasn't that happy just doing that.
Right.
The ones
wasn't
who
that,
don't.
I wasn't that happy. It's like people shaming working moms that you should want to be home with your kid. What do you mean? And it's like,
I want to be a working mom. Invited to
I'm not fulfilled. Guess what? If you're fulfilled staying at home and being with your kid all the time, that is amazing for you. I would never knock you for doing that. So please don't knock me if my path and, like, what fulfills me looks a little bit different, especially when all I'm talking about was I wanted to be out of the fucking house on the 4th of July.
Bro, I am exactly like if anything, have been so focused that I am not making enough choices for myself. And it was just so, like, such a sucker punch. It was so weird. And I was like, okay, what is the reason for this to happen? And find, like, what it is. But, like, yeah, it knocked me down. And I reached out to you, and it was like,
did
one
I help
of
it all?
Yeah, you fucking did.
Okay.
And then, like, I just
because I didn't know the depths of it. You just said that it was like a bad time.
I don't even know why I reached out to you, but I think I just felt like
she's a good one to reach out to.
Yeah, like, I mean, I always have every intention to, like, stay in touch with your sister on the regular, and I think we do a pretty decent job of it. It's just like you said, when my life is very multifaceted, like, I feel like I am. If I decided that I was getting ready today and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to see Lala. This is the first time I haven't done a top knot in 4 weeks straight. Like, I've been doing a top knot for every single day, like pulling it up and brushing. Then it's like you pull up your top knot and you're like, when was the last time I even just wore my hair down? And, like, how things like that can feel good. Like it's
right.
It's like all these things. So the women should not be coming for each other like that. It should have been like a...
It's crazy.
Yeah. I feel you.
It's crazy. I yeah. look at my comments and I'm like, wow, it's all women like just slamming me. I cannot imagine like getting onto a woman's page and just ripping her a new one.
Totally.
Right?
If you needed like, because you are like right now, you're all work, right?
Right.
But you have... these beautiful blessings around you, Jessica, Easton, your mom, and let's say whoever else. But for me, I don't have a lot of that. I don't have like a lot of community. I'm not saying that I don't have any, because I'm sure I'm going to leave here and I'm going to be feeling really badly about my friends and family who are around me on a regular basis. So I'm not trying to like not appreciate that. But like, listen to the ladies that are listening. If you feel like somebody needs a little something, pick up the phone and say, hey, do you want to come with us? Or you're busting your ass. You're working so hard. You're doing such a great job, because I barely drink alcohol. I'm always on a diet. I've kept 30 pounds off naturally without any Ozempic.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you. At 45 every morning at 6 o'clock, then I'm showing houses and I'm coming home and I'm seeing the kid and I'm like, so it's like the last thing that you want to hear is someone trying to find fault, when in fact it should be the opposite. Like, bitch, you need to get out more. The part of your life that's not balanced is getting drunk.
Right.
Like, you actually need to get drunk. You know what I mean? Like, that's you, what I actually,
when we go, honestly, Sheena and I, we're the only crazy ones that were like, 115 degree weather, let's head to the desert. I will absolutely invite you. You can come. You can decide to pass, take a rain check. I got you.
Totally okay. Love that. And yeah, so that was...
Thanks for being vulnerable on the podcast.
Yeah. You have to come now.
Thank you. I'm going to. You guys are going to... Shams is going to be flirting with your daughters.
Good. I'm trying to marry her off. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We'll do a little dowry.
I'm like, good men are hard to come by. We got to start looking now. It's like preschool. Like, you start when they're in the womb.
Yes.
Getting into preschools, right?
I guess.
Oh, does... Yet. Yeah. Is Ocean in any kind of...
Not yet. I'm going to wait another year.
She with Gigi?
She's with Gigi right now.
Yeah.
Yep. And we have like a pretty free, easy day, and we're going to go swim and just like do whatever, I guess. I don't know. TT, what was your ache and relief of the week?
My ache of the week was... It wasn't... The night wasn't an ache, but my ears of emo night...
Oh,
there wasn't a quiet room.
No, my ears were bleeding, I think.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to go into this room and hopefully it's quiet. And then there was just another DJ just banging something in there. I was like, good God. But that was the ache, because they're still bleeding. But the relief of the week was, I don't know if you know, but I sat on a couch and wrecked my tailbone.
I did hear that.
So yes. I was walking outside.
Playing
with Ocean, because she was watering plants. And I slipped and I did the splits, and it was a good hurt, but it was a good hurt. And so I almost fell. And now the relief is my ass is good.
Good to go. Upside.
Yes. So we're good now.
He like did well. It and he was like, oh, wait, yeah, does it hurt anymore?
No, it was just needed a good stretch.
A good stretch.
Oh my God.
Ache and relief are one in the same. Threads and Elon possibly taking it away from us. I'm very upset. It is such a positive, happy space on Threads that I wish that was like an entering process where it's like, have you ever trolled anyone in your life? But specifically Lala Kent. If the answer is yes, you cannot come onto Threads because everyone is so happy. Like today I posted, it's Monday, guess I'm gonna go be dope as shit again. And everyone was like, you go, girl.
I fucking love that. I'm going to make sure.
Why don't you just now tweet it?
No, because that's where the hate comes.
That's where the hate comes. That's why I got rid of Twitter and got Instagram only.
The Twitter haters.
Can Elon and Zuckerberg just put their dicks away? Let's not measure. Let's just create a positive space. And like everyone, you guys can go along, keep being billionaires. And just like let us be happy on Threads.
We're begging you. He's going to take it away?
He filed a lawsuit saying that...
A cease and desist.
A cease and desist. Basically saying that everyone who was let go from Twitter...
When he purchased it,
mm-hmm.
Zuckerberg then took on and like stole their data or something.
And
which I probably algorithms. Would be filing the same sort yeah. of thing. I'd be like, no.
A data breach.
See you.
Yeah.
But like, I just want to be happy on Threads for a while. Just like let it last a little longer.
Well,
I
mean, got the data. Now if it gets taken away, they'll rename it and open something up without the data. But now they have the data.
Okay, great. See, love it.
He took the check marks away from Twitter. That was really douchey.
Yeah. Yeah, no one has check marks anymore, right?
You have to pay for it now.
I don't pay for anything.
Imagine you. That. Yeah, but imagine you had a blue check mark on Twitter, and now they take it and they want you to pay for it to keep it every month.
I'm on Threads.
That is a joke. All right, enough already. So there we go. I had the best time with you, MJ. This was like lit AF. Easton, always a pleasure. See you
it's
at the car.
It's been fun. I always see you in the car.
thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.